Developers interested in vacant Saanich-owned land in the Royal Oak neighborhood can bring forward their proposals. But they should come prepared, as several councillors stressed that any potential project on the site should be special and benefit the community as a whole. At the October 6 council meeting, Saanich unanimously approved the rezoning of its 2.7-acre parcel on West Saanich Road to a new mixed-use zone, allowing future buildings up to 12 stories. Potential projects will also be required to have at least 50% of the building space designated for residential use, according to a staff report. First to speak was Colin Plant, who recalled one of his interactions with former Saanich Mayor Frank Leonard about this specific lot, back when he was president of the Royal Oak Community Association. He said to me at the time, "It had better be pretty special," he recalled. "So that's where I'm gonna land on this. I'm fine with the rezoning, whatever is going to be put in this area needs to have public buy-in and it has to be special." Although Plant supported the rezoning, he said he would have preferred waiting for Center, Corridor and Village, CCV, plan to help anchor the property's future in tangible terms and vision, a document the community currently lacks. Also lending her support, Natalie Chambers said she, reluctantly, backed the rezoning, citing a few concerns. "We need to be very, very careful so we find the most specialist thing to happen on this property, where there is green space and where there is such a community asset," she said, emphasizing her hope that the property will support affordable housing in the future. Judy Brownoff, echoing a similar sentiment to Plant, stressed that all options for the site must be thoroughly and conscientiously examined to properly align with the neighborhood's rich heritage. "I do believe this is a very crucial site," she argued, adding the future project absolutely has to be a statement to the Royal Oak community. "It cannot just be, like what we're seeing lately, 12 stories up," she added. While Zach DeVries is in favor of the rezoning, arguing that the site needs to deliver the highest degree of return to the community, but also has to move forward in a timely manner. Ready to welcome public input, DeVries expressed concern about the project becoming deadlocked by endless studies and consultation, arising from community friction. "I look forward to what comes out of this process," he said. "There's going to be chances along the way for people to have more input than they already have had up to this point." Recognizing the importance and potential of this site, Mayor Dean Murdoch slightly differed with Plant's vision. Reluctant to press pause on the development pending the CCV, Murdoch said he would rather move forward with a development partner and allow the planning process to unfold, shaped by community input. "It would be more helpful to have a proponent on this site participate in the CCV process rather than imagine as a sort of theoretical or hypothetical of what the future development permit for this site might encompass," he said. "If there were a proponent that was secured for this site, they would actually be a very helpful stakeholder in informing the future use for this corridor."